Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all the beautiful people in the world. Welcome to Motivations for the Living Podcast. It's your host, Marquez Evans. Season 2, Episode 3. Today we talk about how to identify your gift, treasure, talent, or mission. Last week we gave you 4 keys to move forward in your life. Today we're going to unpack the first one. How to identify your gift. Let's go, champs. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go. Welcome to Motivation for the Living Podcast, where we help the living live more and the dead come alive. Let's go.
All right, welcome back. Listen. How to identify your gift. A lot of people are having difficulties in life as far as moving forward, as far as fully living, because they don't know why they're here. They don't understand what their gifts are, all right? In particular, your specific gift that makes you uniquely you, okay? There's a lot of us who have multiple talents, but there's something about you that's different than everybody else. And that's your unique gift, okay? And we want to help you find that treasure, talent, that mission that'll help you or prepare you in life and fully live in life so that when you leave this earth, you can leave with your mind at ease because you know you gave it your all right? So the first thing you want to do when we're talking about identifying our gift is we got to take it back to our childhood. All right, we got to look back in our childhood and then try to identify what we enjoy doing the most. You know, I know for myself, I love sports. I love talking. I love leading. I used to sing in the choir. I preached my first sermon at 12 years old. I knew then that I wanted to be in front of people, motivating people, leading people. I was in drama as a child at the Cleveland School of Arts. And so I knew that I wanted to entertain, but at the same time, give substance to people so that their life would be changed. It's not a coincidence that I played basketball at Marshall University and JUCO and Paris Junior College. It's not a coincidence that in high school, at one particular point in my time in high school, as a junior, I was ranked 7th in the state. As a junior, it's not a coincidence that I have multiple awards. I've spoken in front of 1,500 people to 3 people. It's what I'm passionate about, all right? And so, but I can identify that in my childhood. So what did you enjoy the most as a child? Did you like art? Did you like music? Did you like sports? Did you like being in talent shows? Did you like math? Did you like drama? Did you like social studies? Did you like American history or world history, geography? What is it as a child that really excited you and you could do all day long? If they gave you a basketball, you would play that until you fell out. I did. If they gave you a book, you would read it until you were blue in the face. I did that. And so I knew that I would one day communicate, that I would be okay with being in front of people because it's what I wanted to do the most as a child, okay? So just take a look back at your childhood and try to identify what you enjoy doing the most and then see if that thing is the thing that you should be doing now, which brings us to our next point. What are you passionate about as an adult? There's one thing I knew as a child. There were people in my neighborhood. First of all, I used to be bullied as a child. I was always taller than most people my age, so people assumed I was older. And I was just a kid. And so older guys in their teens would bully me, beat me up. And this is the time where getting beat up in the hood was not a big deal. You know, it's always like a rites of passage. And today, that it wouldn't be tolerated as much, but it helped me become a strong individual. But I knew then, once I got to a certain age, around 11 years old, I kind of came into myself as far as my physical strength and what I could do. And I started beating up all the people who used to beat me up, right? But I wouldn't let people pick on people I felt that couldn't defend themselves. All right, it would upset me, like, ridiculously. And so I knew then that I always wanted to be a protector of people, that I wanted to help lead people and help people become stronger. And so I'm a trainer. You know, physically, I am a CrossFit trainer, a level one CrossFit trainer, CFL1. And I'm also a weightlifting certified because I want to help people get strong. I'm also a pastor. So that's important to me, to lead people spiritually. I understand the combination of how physical, mental, and spiritual, it makes a very fortified individual. I can identify that as a child, and then I knew as I got older what my passions were, all right? What was important to me, leading people. I did it in college. I was always a leader. I was captain, all kind of stuff. I've always been a leader. People look to me for real issues in their lives, all right? And then I understand my nature as a Scorpio man. I know some of y'all don't believe in horoscopes. I don't either, but I do believe in characteristics of people who are born during a certain time. It's important to understand yourself. So as an adult, what are you passionate about? Are you passionate about health? Are you passionate about people's rights? Are you passionate about finances? What are you passionate about today? I am very passionate about health, holistic health, mind, body, and soul. And it's my mission to bring it to millions. It's one of the reasons why I do this podcast. Why are you existing? What are your passions as an adult? The next point I want to make is, what in life? Preferably something that has stuck with you for a while is important to you, a non-negotiable. You don't play with that. What in life, preferably, listen to me, something that has stuck with you for a while is important to you. It's a non-negotiable, all right? It's important to me to be a good father. It's important to me to be a stand-up man. It's important to me to be a great, it's important to me to be a good husband. It's important to me to be a great leader. I want to lead well. So for me, I am always looking at ways to grow myself. I'm always challenging myself. I'm always challenging myself emotionally, mentally, physically. No matter what goes on in my life, I try my best to stay on the mission, which is to seek and save the lost, to help people come into the truth, to help people, listen to me, who are dead come alive, to help the living live more. That is my motivation, all right? And my motivation is for the living. A lot of people get their motivation from people who are dead. But I am motivated by what I see in the world, the drudge, the negativity. That motivates me to bring light to darkness. Are you with me? Are you with me? Can you identify specifically what you are, what's important to you? All right? What in life, let me say it again, preferably, are you listening? Something that has been with you for a while. A non-negotiable. What is important in your life? All right. So if you need help with these three things, I want you to think about this. Okay. If you need help, one of the things that was helpful for me when I was going through the process of becoming a pastor, they gave us an assessment, me and my wife. And we had, it's called Strength Finder. You can go online and find that. It's a PDF. It's a whole process where you fill out certain things and you learn your strengths, all right? And it gives you these categories in which you may fall in. CAAB, and it has these acronyms to help you identify what your strengths are, all right? Strength Finder Assessment. You can go online and take that assessment to help you find your strength. Number two, and this is very important, I want you to ask your closest family, friends, and coworkers. And you think at least about five people you spend the most amount of time with, considerable amount of time with, all right? Because they know you better than anybody else, okay? They're around you. They know if you're funny. They know if you're good with certain things. They have brought certain issues to you, and you've been able to solve those issues because you had an expertise in an area or your gifts come right out, no matter if somebody's paying you or not, okay? I need you to ask your closest family, friends, and coworkers, what is it that you do best? It's no doubt that I talk that talk. And all my people who've been around me, who've ever heard me speak publicly, they'll tell you that, man. It's the truth. That, and I've been paid to do it and want to get paid to do it more. I'm a dynamic speaker. I know that. But I was told by my friends. I was told by my family. I've been told by my parents, you know, that I'm dramatic. Well, of course I am, because I'm demonstrative because of my mission in life, my talent in life, my gift. I can't help it. All right. I'm funny. It helps when you are a public speaker to have humor. All right. To laugh at yourself, to invite your audience into your story. And sometimes the only way to do that is to break the ice with humor. Okay. And so I've been able to identify that based on the feedback I've gotten from family, what I've gotten from friends, what I've gotten from coworkers. I've been able to identify my gifts by looking at what's important to me in life. You know what I'm saying? A non-negotiable, preferably something that has been with me for a while. And then I've been able to identify, when I look into my childhood, I can see what I enjoy doing the most. All right. If you want to identify your gift, that's a great way to do it. All right. Oprah.com also has a thing on there that can help you, that kind of unpacks that last part as far as asking family and friends. You check that out. Okay. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you soon. Let's go, champs. Let's go.